Your words affect every area of your life. They can lift you up or they can destroy you.
Pastor Joanne Ramsey of Speak the Word Ministry.
So how can you be victorious in all your circumstances? By speaking blessings over yourself and blessings over others instead of cursing those around you.
Pastor Joe is a servant of the Lord and commissioned to train soldiers of Jesus Christ on how to wield the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God.
Saints, when you believe His strength is made perfect in your weakness, suddenly the things that used to hold you back will lose their power over you.
Friend, would you like to have Pastor Joe speak in person at your church, Bible study, or conference? If so, simply contact us. Our phone number is 855-505-2297. Our email address is pastorjoe@speaktheWordMinistry.net.
Speak the Word is a presentation of Speak the Word Ministries.
We have to be alert, be sober minded, be alert at all times. For your enemy, Satan is roaming around looking for someone to devour, but we don't have to be that someone.
Speak the Word.
This is Speak the Word with author, Bible teacher, and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey. Speak the Word Ministries is based on Matthew 8:8, where the centurion asked Jesus to speak the word.
Speak the word.
Speak the word. God's word.
We invite you to visit us online at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe, wrapping up her message titled, Your Mind is the Control Tower of Your Life.
Speak the Word.
Friends, we make plans, you know. The Word tells us that man plans his way, but God says He directs our steps. And believe me, that's the truth. You know, because as I said before, God will provide for you. But you have to be extremely careful how you see yourself. It's very important that you see yourself the way God sees you. And the way you do that is by focusing on His Word, listening to His Word, reading His Word, and speaking it out of your mouth. And like I said, you have to be extremely careful how you see yourself, because Satan wants you to look at your past. He wants you to look at your past and say, you're damaged goods. God looks at your past and says, I redeemed you and brought you out of darkness. This is what He says. And it says here in Colossians 1, 12 through 14 in the Voice Translation, Thank you, Father, as you have made us eligible to receive our portion of the inheritance given to all those set apart by the light. In verse 13, it says, You have rescued us. In other words, He has rescued you and me from dark powers and brought me and you safely into the kingdom of His dear Son, whom you love. And verse 14 says, And in whom we are, in other words, in whom you and I are redeemed and forgiven of our sins through His blood. Hallelujah. You know, that's a statement. You know, He looks at your future and says, For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil to give you an expected end. In Jeremiah 29:11, that's out of the King James translation. Saints, when you believe that you're who God says you are, you will believe His promises are true. When you believe His strength is made perfect in your weakness, suddenly, your direction changes. Suddenly, the things that used to hold you back will lose their power over you. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. You know why? Because when your thoughts are fixed on Him, fixed on God, fixed on His Word, you begin to see your circumstances from a completely different angle. We talked a little bit about circumstances in the first part of this message that I didn't have time to go over. But remember, when your thoughts are fixed on God and the things above, you begin to see your circumstances, those things that are going on around you, from a completely different angle. What once looked like a mountain now becomes a stepping stone. God also sees your brokenness, brothers and sisters. He sees your brokenness. He sees your flaws and scars. These marks left by the struggles of life, Do not take away from the beauty God sees when He looks at you. Think about that. In Proverbs 20:24 says, the Lord directs our steps, so why try to understand everything along the way? We can't understand it all. You need to understand that. We cannot understand it all. That's why we have to put our trust in God, the one who wrote your future long before you were born. He tells us, according to Psalms 139, and this is coming from the Passion Translation, it says, you saw who you created me to be before I became me, before I ever saw the light of day. The number of days you planned for me were already recorded, he says, in his book. And verses 17 through 18 says, every single moment you are thinking of me. It's saying that God here, that every single moment you are thinking of me. How precious and wonderful to consider that you cherish me constantly in every thought. Praise God. Bless His holy name. Oh God, he said, your desires toward me are more than the grains of sand on every shore. When I awake each morning, you're still with me. This is what David was saying. And in Psalms 37:23-25, in the New Living Translation, it says that the Lord directs the steps of the godly, as I was just saying earlier. He delights in every detail of our lives. Not only is He directing our steps, but He delights in directing our steps. Though He said they stumble, God said, you know, sometimes you're going to stumble, and sometimes you might fall short. But His Word says, though they stumble, He said, they will never fall, for the Lord holds them by their hand. Thank you, Jesus. Saints, God does not want you to be pressed into the world's way of thinking. One definition for pressed is to apply pressure to. And this is what the world is trying to do today through the media. We talked about this before in music and movies and et cetera, through the things that we listen to and the things that we watch. But think about this. Every decision, every choice you make, as I said before, over and over again, begins right here with a thought. Every step you take starts right here in your mind. In Romans 12:2, in the New King James declares, not to be conformed to this world, but to be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. And in the Voice Translation, it reads, I'm going to read it to you, that same verse again. I'm going to read it to you in the Voice Translation in Romans 12:2. It says, do not allow this world to mold you into its own image. Instead, be transformed from the inside out by renewing your mind. As a result, you will be able to discern what God's will is. Praise God. And whatever God finds good, pleasing, and complete. You know, the Lord tells us to guard our hearts. You know, and King Solomon says it best, I think. He says, above all else, guard your heart. He says, for it is the wellspring of life. And you'll find that in Proverbs 4:23. He says, for everything you do flows from it. You know, you may not think about this, but everything you do flows from your heart. So it's really very important what you listen to and what you see, because it's going to end up in your heart, and what ends up in your heart is going to flow out of your mouth. Friends, this is necessary for at least three reasons. Because your heart is extremely valuable. We don't guard worthless things, do we? Another scriptural perspective means for us who are in Christ Jesus to be alert through the power of Christ within us to what enters and dwells in our hearts. We always have to be careful what these little ears hear, what these little eyes see, what this little mouth says. Take my word for it. You will get what you say. The things in this book I am now doing, but I spoke these words. God gave me these words. These came out of His book, and I spoke them. I came into agreement with Him. And at the time, I was a widow living on a fixed income. And you say, well, that's not the way it is. It's the way you say it. No, it's not. But it is the way you speak it. And you're going to have to speak it the way God says. Okay? It gives me great pleasure to share God's word and his truth with you. And so I pray today that the words that were spoken in this message, I pray that it blessed you. I really do. And I pray that you were wise enough to write down the scriptures so you can study them for yourself. You don't have to believe what I say. Just go back and listen to the word.
Speak the word to your body. Speak the word to your mind. Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand.
This has been Speak the Word, the Bible teaching ministry of Pastor Joanne Ramsey. We're glad you've joined us for today's message. Speak the Word is made possible by support from listeners like you. If you'd like to hear more from Speak the Word, visit us online at speakthewordministry.net. There, you can also learn more about Pastor Joe, purchase audio CDs or DVDs, and watch and listen to other radio messages from Pastor Joe. Again, just go to speakthewordministry.net. Pastor Joe will be right back with a closing word. But first, we'd love to tell you about Pastor Joe's book titled The Weapons of a Warrior, A Soldier's Handbook for Spiritual Warfare. When you're in a faith battle, are you prepared to stand with God at all costs? Pastor Joe lays out a step-by-step plan that every believer can use to overcome opposition, including important measures to see your full potential in Christ and how to stand strong in turbulent times. Just ask for a copy of The Weapons of a Warrior by Pastor Joanne Ramsey when you send a gift of any amount to Speak the Word Ministry. Here's how you can request your copy. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. That's 855-505-2297. Or you can order the book by sending a contribution in the mail to Speak the Word Ministry, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. Again, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. You can also email Pastor Joe directly at Pastor Joe, that's J-O, at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe with the closing prayer.
Father, I thank you that through your word, you created everything that we see, feel, or touch. And I thank you, Lord, that you created us with a mind that is sound. Help us to understand that you are not the only one who puts thoughts into our minds, that Satan also puts thoughts into our minds, and we have to be careful to know the difference. I pray today, Lord, that we will know your voice so well and your word that we will recognize it immediately, and that we will bring into captivity every thought that does not come from the Lord. Lord, help us to get a revelation of your truth. And the truth is that you have created all of your children to be speaking spirits, according to 2 Corinthians 4:13. It is through our thoughts that we speak. Our thoughts become words. Help us to realize that we can use our tongues as a passkey that will unlock all the doors to healing and to finances and to things that we need. In the name of Jesus, I praise you and I thank you. Amen and amen.
From Pastor Joe and all of us at Speak the Word Ministries, we're glad you've joined us today. Once again, thanks for listening. Join us next time on Speak the Word.
Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand. Against the word of God, against the word.